Well, the purpose of this motion was Irish women's golf and the European Tour has zoomed in the last few months in huge, mainly to the Maguire sisters and the their colleague who have and winning this major tournament in America, which brought a new interest in Irish women's golf and made a reappraise the standards and the amount of people who are playing it and the progress it has made in Ireland, because it's naturally the Maguire sisters especially got world attention and where they come from and how they started out, because that would have been a new person to win that major tournament at the time, and she's consistent in the first 20 and her colleague as well. So the second accounts of the reason that they had an excellent when the Irish Open was on in Lahinch. You know, they had an excellent PR team led by the chief and the team, the management team, as well as the locals, and they organised it excellently. Because if you think, to get any major tournament in the west of Ireland, is most difficult. For the next 5 or 6 years, all the Irish Opens are on in the east coast, and the county council, just I know, to be fair, they have a lot of negotiations done, and they've met with the different agencies as well to make up that tournament, because our infrastructure is excellent in the context of a motorway alongside it, and the hotels and the people visiting, and it's on the autumn, they can book in anywhere, and the course itself is very accessible, and we have only 2 5-star hotels in Clare, and Dunwall is unique in itself, being a castle, and it's a great advertisement, for an amount of local people, not only from Market, but Castle, Quinn, Shannon, who work in both the Dunwall and Castle and the Inn at Dunwall as well, which is owned by the same management. And I think it's a massive, not only will there be national interest, there'll be international interest in this, and you take advantage of that fact when it happens, it's where it happens, And, we all know about beautiful Dunwall and the beautiful walks and the wonderful golf course is underrated. But the whole scenario, and it's a beautiful time of the year. And, every advantage the weekend as a local authority, having the great experience and the huge plus, having organised a huge PR team, and has been highly successful, and that has been stated for the Irish Open a few years ago, which was in Lahinch.
So, Pat, what exact supports would you be looking for from the council in relation to Dromoland and hosting the Women's Irish Open?
Well, hopefully, I don't want to just tell them what to do, because they have already done it successfully, possibly in Marquee, personnel and locals, working in conjunction with the local agencies, and Bord Fáilte, of course, really a massive way, how they can take advantage, because golf, if it is not raining, is an all-year-round game, as you know, and we have some wonderful golf courses, as you know, in Clare and in Midwest region, to be fair. Golfers don't distinguish from counties, to be fair. It's the course themselves, that takes that attract our attention. So all those agencies, and you have to be a coordinator, and the county council would be a coordinator, especially with Bord Fáilte, and then all those and agencies correlated to this, they would help in any way at all. They would have the CV already there, how to go about this. So, and to look, walk, all those opens, and offer voluntary people, that's for five and voluntary people, for to man the different holes, and the 18 holes, and the different, and the competition itself. And, and a lot of them would come from all over Ireland. Now, a lot of their families would come as well. So you're talking of a huge visitor attraction as well. So, and it's those makes and breaks it,
So, Pat, would you be confident that the same support that benefited Lahinch when it hosted the 2019 Irish Open will be provided for Dromoland when they host the Women's Irish Open this September?
Oh, I don't know. If not, even before this, I got positive fives from the management already, you know, to be fair to them. So they are aware of it, you know. And as I said, since the Irish Open, women's golf has taken a huge plus factor, in especially, as I say, having two golfers on the main South Carolina winning a major, major tournament. That brings more attention and positive light to this. And it's a European event as well, you see, that's important, you know. So, you know, you have golfers coming from Europe and hopefully America, and hopefully for other countries, I presume. So it's a huge international factor, and they're all coming to County Clare at the moment.
So you feel, Pat, that this could be our chance to brand County Clare as a golfing destination? Obviously, it would already have somewhat of a reputation in that sense, but County Clare, in a wider sense, could be branded that way.
Well, this could consolidate it. And to be fair to the management team, they took it on themselves to make other courses in Clare as well, you know, when they got the opportunity, you know. But of course, you had the international TV channels, and you have the full-time golf challenge from America. So, and I presume a lot of that will be picked up as well, because being on the international Irish Open, that being on the international calendar, you know, you get extra space, and the golf, this full-time golf channel would pick it up as part of their coverage. And so how you key into those people to show a positive light, you know, all the golf attractions that are there in our county, and the Midwest region, to be fair, golfers easily, you know, they pick the good courses in an area. But for once, we have it on the West Coast, and we have it in Clare, and we take advantage of fully of that. So we have to be aware of it and take fully advantage of it, you know.